We just heard McCain was talking about education, and one of his proposals is merit pay. The best teachers should be recognized and rewarded. This is something Barack Obama embraces too, but Obama was booed when he made that same proposal to the country's largest teachers' union. Teachers and their unions have been resistant so far. Some are warming up to the idea. NPR's Larry Abramson visits a Colorado school district that's experimenting with merit pay.
Ask teachers about pay for performance, and many will ask you this: will I be punished for the challenges facing my students? What if they are low income, learning disabled, or are struggling to speak English? Take Eagle County, Colorado, which has had one of the most radical pay systems. Eagle also has a lot of new immigrants. 85% of the kids here at Avon Elementary speak Spanish as their first language. They come and go so often that teacher Deborah Savino seldom sees the same students from one year to the next.
So 87% of our students are coming in and out of this door, and that makes it very hard to grow students with that high mobility rate. It's almost impossible.
But teachers depend in part on those test scores for pay increases. Teachers do have other routes to prosperity. Deb Savino became a master teacher. She has fewer classes so she can help evaluate other teachers and help turn around this struggling school. For that, she gets a serious bonus.
I get an $11,500 stipend. Yeah, I enjoy my pay increase.
Senators McCain and Obama have both backed the creation of master teachers as a way of raising standards, but the president won't decide just how much to pay master teachers, and he can't ease the resentment these separate pay levels create. Many teachers don't like to see their peers turned into administrators. They ask, why is it so hard for teachers who stay in the classroom to earn the big bucks? Mike Salamone teaches art at Avon Elementary.
They're being pulled out of the classroom. I mean, if these truly are our best teachers, our master teachers, I'd like to see them with more contact time with the students. They're the ones that should have the more contact time with the students.
Down the road at Brush Creek Elementary, there are fewer immigrant kids. Achievement scores tend to be higher. But here as elsewhere, feelings about performance pay boil down to this. Did you get rewarded?
I'm definitely earning more money than I was before.
Music teacher Heather Marner says she likes the reward system, but has it made her a better teacher?
I don't think it's changed the way I teach. I think that I feel more honored and recognized now for the way that I do teach. But I don't think it's changed anything instructionally for me.
And that raises another question. Is performance pay working if it just rewards teachers who are already doing a good job? And the pay system in Eagle has also created a lot of hurt feelings. As many experts recommend, pay boosts here are based in part on a comprehensive evaluation of teacher performance. So even if test scores don't go up, ambitious teachers can be recognized. Sounds good, but Brush Creek Elementary teacher Kate Turnipseed says the whole system has just gotten too subjective and too complicated.
They're so detailed. And they're so cumbersome, and you can never get the A+, that it's been a very damaging evaluation system for me.
That kind of bitterness has led the county to overhaul the program since I visited there. The district has dropped provisions that gave individual teachers a pay boost if their kids did well. Now teachers profit when the entire school advances, and teachers get a cost of living increase, no matter what. That's meant to ease the high turnover rate in this expensive part of the world. The lesson of Eagle's experience and that of other districts is that teachers have to be on board before a new system is passed. Kristen Van Hook is with the National Institute for Excellence in Teaching, which helps design performance pay systems.
It's essential that teachers buy in. They're the ones who are implementing the program. If they aren't supportive, in our experience, it's not effective. And we have worked very closely with teachers. We work with them to have a faculty vote to join the program.
The teachers' union in Eagle County is weak, and administrators admit the system was basically imposed on teachers who never really bought in. Regardless of the next president's position on the issue, the future of performance pay will likely depend on the success or failure of each local experiment. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
And for a look at more on the presidential candidate's education proposals, go to npr.org/elections.